96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, February 10th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today, of course, we have Denny Misick, Donardo Misick, being my co-host as we continue our conversation about the making of the Bahamas, where we analyze what is happening and we compare his story of living abroad and coming back home. What is the expectations? What is trending abroad and having that compare and contrast here? But before that, we're going to have a conversation with Popeye Dean. He is a businessman in the Bahamas. And mind you, there's a voice note circulating, but I didn't get approval to play it, so I cannot play it in studio for the day. But I can talk around it. You know, when you have employers and, of course, you have Erica listening and you don't want any kind of legal ramifications about it, but the conversation is worthy enough to have a conversation on. I said, let me include him on this conversation, at least for the beginning of the show, so he can have the opportunity to explain what he is going through. So Popeye, and call him by his nickname, his real name is Stephen. Popeye Dean owns an establishment, Conch Stand, one of the most famous conch stands in the Bahamas. In fact, it's over the hill, Nassau, not in the traditional fish fry type tourist spot. His main market is behemoths. He has even been dubbed the best conch stand maker in the Bahamas. He's world famous. People know who he is. And I can give him all to explain his business so I can get into the meat of the situation, right? Why he's here, why he's concerned. I give him this opportunity to talk. Popeye, tell me about your business.
First and foremost, I like to thank you, for that. Also, I would like to say good morning, Nassau, Bahamas. How you doing? And also to 96.9 Garden Radio. Thank you for having me. So my name is Stephen Dean. I'm a Bahamian. I've been in the conking business for about 28, 30 years. I started with Leroy B. Manzans, who is deceased now, and persons like Goldie, Eddie and all of them, they brought me up in the Awaki in the beginning. And so that's how I started my conch business. Over the years, I've been to one or two places. I did a lot of, festivals. And I also host the biggest festival in the Bahamas, which is called the King of the Conch Festival, whereas all of the conch vendors compete for speed, taste, and presentation. I now set up on Market and Ponciano, right there opposite 5 Portrait Church in the plaza. It's a 11-store plaza, and everybody is Bahamian-owned that they rent there. I am the property manager there.
Okay. So I just did that preamble so people could understand where I'm going with this story. And also I'm going to tie it into the theme that Misick and I will be having a conversation on, which is the political culture of the Bahamas.
And climate
of the Bahamas. Recently, your business has been targeted.
Yes.
And it's been targeted by a voice note that had went viral.
Yeah, so.
The voice note was so brash, so harsh, that you panicked.
Yeah.
Right? Your staff panicked.
Yes.
Right? They became concerned. You even had to go to the police. You had to go to the police and make a complaint.
Yes, sir.
Because you became concerned.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, it was several voice notes. It's a graphic voice note. And again, I cannot play the voice note. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a profane voice note, but it raised alarm.
Yes.
It was a threatening voice note.
Yes, very.
The voice note was also political.
Yes.
Because they call a particular political organization and say, we must go to Popeye Place and do what they got to do.
Yeah.
And mind you, we don't call in any political organization name. Give us a gist of what the voice note said.
It called my business, the location. They had everything perfectly down pat when it comes to the location and everything. And they said that my business, they didn't say it's Stephen Dean. But the thing is that everybody knows Popeye the Council.
You name Popeye?
Yeah, Popeye. And they state that the Zopan gang literally put a hit out on a particular party member. And they mention we have to then go there if anything happens.
Go where exactly?
At my location, which is the Plaza 11 stores there. I have Bahamians there. I have two officers. They rent from there. I have a lady. She just had a baby. She's the nail tech there. And also my cousin, she does hair there. She's also a Bahamian. And so they state that these Zopan members is operating from this location, and we must go there with 8,000 people and just ramshack them if anything happened to this political party leader.
So long and short, they're saying that you and your organization, your business,
yeah,
right, made some threats against a political person. That's the long and short of what they're trying to say.
It's literally the Zopan operate from my business location, and they would put the hit or threat on the political leader.
Mm-hmm.
So these so-called imaginary, don't exist, Zopan people at my location put this hit out and stuff like that. So that's what the
voice. When I say cause, results to your employees and results to your business, while you're here and you're making this alarm and making sure that people know that you have no affiliation with whatever happening, and why you had to go into the police, etc.
Yeah. So to be quite honest with you, my business, the Conk stall itself, it's literally located on the side of the road, and so everybody could drive past that. So it is in an enclosed area where persons could hide and you can't see them. And to be honest, I haven't been open for at least 3 months. So I wasn't open for 3 months doing Kong Salad. I normally do Kong Salad when it's more of a catering service. If you have like a party and you say, hey, I need like 2 pounds of Kong Salad, then I would go there and open. But it isn't open to the public. I do property management. And so I do building, I do carpentry, I do, you know, plumbing and other things of that sort. And so I'm not open to say to the public on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't no way that persons could be there or operate from there because I'm not open.
But what did the voice notes cause? Why were you so alarmed?
Pardon me?
Why were you so alarmed?
Because this is a lie. A lot of persons, if they know Popeye the Kong Celebrity, I'm not that type of person. I told, when I went to CDU, I told the police officer, I say, I'll pull my criminal records. I don't have a traffic ticket. I never, and I'm going to be 49 in March, I don't have a criminal record. And so if persons listening is a Popeye, the Kong Celebrity, they know that they're seeing this type of person character. I don't even keep friends.
You say don't keep friends, but why did the person send a voice note? Not just one voice note, no, a series of voice notes about your business and basically in that threatening manner. Did you have some kind of altercation with somebody or something?
Yeah, so I don't know this for a fact, but let me tell you what I think. This is really what I think, but I don't know if this is a fact. I have on a shirt now, it's called R-Draw Promotions. And R-Draw Promotions specialize in promoting local talent, those who have talent. And so I believe in giving back. And this is my way of giving back because me, myself, I went to the New England Dance School and I competed in the ADA and came first. And so it was raw talent. And I believe that the Bible says your gift will make room for you. And so my give back to the community, if everybody know me, I branch off from doing basketball tournaments to giving young men and women an opportunity to sing, rap, do poetry, anything of entertainment that is. Every Thursday, R-Draw Promotion is host an open mic or we host more of a spoken words or anything of that. And so this particular Thursday, gone, I did a Drop the Rhythm. And so I have a friend in the Fort Charlotte constituency is campaigning for a particular person. And he came to this business establishment the same day when I was hosting this event in this whole political attire. And so he shot a video. One of the artists decided that he has a political song, but this political song was really targeted to the system of how, you know, it's unfair to us as a people. But then he decided, you know, I think in his mind, hey, if I could, you know, probably sing this towards this political party, then I might could get a job doing a rally and whatever. And so he tweaked the song and put the political party. The person then take this video and post it to social media. And so right after that, that happened Thursday, Friday, Saturday, my friend called me and said, you hear what on the radio? And he said, I can send you the voice note. And that's when I heard the voice note. Now, for me, I don't, in my business, you could be any political party, you could be any race. I don't discriminate because I as a business. And so I can't say for a fact that this is a political attack or anything, but that's not really my agenda. I want to share love. And in this political season, to be very careful and mindful of people. And whoever did that, I love them. I don't have no animosity or no hatred towards them. I am not fair when you. It's a thing, say, the word say, greater that he is in you than in the world. And so what's happening now in this political time, it doesn't faze me. I'm not afraid or anything because I move with God, you know what I mean? And so that's what it is. That's what I think, because I've been there for 8 years and I never had no political ties. I love all of them parties, and I wish the best for anyone.
We have a caller who wants to engage you before you go, and I appreciate you coming. I know you wanted to voice your concern and express yourself, and also to give a warning to other people. It can't be this serious.
No, it can't
be this serious. Yeah. But let this caller engage you. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, gracious, you see any guests? How you doing?
Doing well.
Well, I'm on. Hey, could you please tell your guest, right, as a conk specialist, right, to please tell people to restrain and refrain from putting mayonnaise and conk salad at all issues? Because in some place in the world, right, I'm 100% sure that have to be considered to be the worst of the worst.
So the mayonnaise and the salad is...
Where people even get that from?
Well,
are you sure it's borderline blasphemy somewhere?
Yeah.
In the Bible, God has said, you're going to hell somewhere for doing something foolish like that.
Yeah, I think everything in this world, we were created to evolve and to make changes. And I think as we get older, we have to move with the time. And, you know, like for me, I realize even going out there, just saying partying, the generation today in my generation. And so same thing with the Kong Salad. It's an evolution way of doing the Kong salad. Now, keep in mind, picture this. If you close your eye, you eat a lobster salad. With lobster salad, you use mayonnaise, right? So all they did was substitute the lobster for the Kong. And so it's basically the same, you know what I mean? So, yeah, and I try to be open-minded, and I try to move with you know, the time. And so that's what happened with that. Another thing what I want to make mention, though, for the persons who is doing Kong Salad, Nuri, I've been trying to, as a Bahamian, trying to get Bahamians to learn the trade, and it seems like none of them want this type of job.
You mean Bahamians don't want to make Kong Salad?
No, they don't want to make Kong Salad. I'm probably the last Bahamian that actually making Kong Salad. I could name, like, Dino from Gambia, Skinny Under the Dock, Tall Boy who's from Andres, but majority of the people are foreigners, and I try to wonder, like, how it is that foreigners is not taken. We giving it away because no Bahamian wants to take this on, and I'm willing to train you for free, and nobody wants it. And so we complain, like, and nobody taking. It's a service that Bahamians don't want, and I'm willing to train you free, and they're giving away the stores out by Ahwaki. Bahamians own that. But the children of the Bahamians who own the stall don't want that. And then on top of that, our Bahamian people The minute you make one 3.4 point, we send them to off the school, and they never come back. Mm. So if they never come back, who can be here to do these odd jobs? And so we like to point fingers at foreigners, but not notice that that three finger point back at us. Mm. And so it's us. And I tired of that. I tired of behemoths blaming people but our own self. And simple as the Kong salad, I'm willing to train anyone free. I don't need a dollar.
See, and that segues right into our conversation here in terms of making. And I'm not sure if you have time to stay with us, Popeye, because I have a whole show. And you can join in and do commentary as you see fit, as a Bahamian, as we talk about the Bahamas in general, the making of the Bahamas and our culture in general. But I'll definitely make space if you decide to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we decide to say. And of course, my co-host, Donato Misik, is in our segment on the making of the Bahamas, because he lived as an expat abroad.
Okay.
He worked inside the United Kingdom. He worked inside the Turks and Caicos at a high-end establishment. And he comes home, and part of our commentary is to do a compare and contrast to the Bahamas and what is happening here. What should we be doing and what needs to be done. Today we're going to talk about our culture and politics.
Yeah.
Right? We can talk about Rick Fox. we can talk about Mr. Juan in Grand Bahama. We can talk about just things that is happening. Even the sycophants they have now being hired to do the political talks and promote the parties. We can talk about the culture of the Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio AM. Of here, of course, we have Donato Misik and we have Popeye Dean also in studio that we can talk about the Bahamas. We'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Off the air, I was talking to Dean Popeye, and we're talking about Rick Fox. And I said, I can let you speak first and then let Donato respond to you. What do you think about Rick Fox? Rick Fox said he can run. He can run. He's going to be running in Garden Hills, right? There's a number of concerns whether he's Bahamian. Has he invested in the Bahamas enough? Is he eligible to be a member of parliament? He has never voted in the Bahamas before. This is going to be his first election he's going to vote in. But you're a common man. You're a man of the streets, right? And as people, regular Joe people, what do you think about all this? It's always politicos who have an agenda. And I said, I'm going to let you respond. And of course, I can let Donato respond. And just so the everyday person have a say.
Yeah. So what I'm going to say is this from my heart again. I come here in love. That's what I come in here is love. I love Rick Fox as a brother. And so I don't personally know of him, you know, his background. I see him played in with the Lakers. I love the Lakers. That's my favorite team back then, I mean, Magic Johnson and whatever. I don't get too deep in political because I think that it's a separation from us as a people, and separation means divide. But I don't get too deep into that. And so I try to really support the person and who they are and what they're all about and their vision, things of that sort. And so I wish Rick Fox the best. If the people for him, then, you know, go with him. You know, a change from, you know, the same thing over and over. He could maybe that change. I don't know. God might put him in the position to come here with some new ideas. And so the best of him, I love him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what I have to say on that.
So let me bait Donato on it, right? Mm-hmm. Popeye say bring new ideas. But we have a party system here where members of parliament tote the line. You know, they tote the line and express party politics. Mr. Rick Fox seems to be a maverick. He seems as if he would be pushing a private agenda. This is my words. I'm like, I don't want to sound illy, like I'm trying to make him look like a monster. I'm saying that he seems to have an independent mind. Like he has views that might be foreign to how we do politics. Is there space for that in our system where we do party politics?
Well, first of all, good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, my panel here. Good morning, Mr. Dean, again. Thank you. Coming in love. Love that.
Love.
Mr. Fox, he, I'm a Laker fan also from that same era, Magic Johnson era.
Yeah.
So you know, he makes it the top of his craft. You know, three-time world champion or two-time world champion. I want to see a little bit more. I think he tries to carry himself as a two-party system, three-party system. You know, there's only so much, especially not being the leader, it's only so much he could put forth of what he wants to do. Now, I want to see more from him. You know, he's done a bit of acting, you know, and I can see where that goes sometimes. So he has a charisma and charm that he can coerce the people, but I need to see a little bit more work. I want to see him.
What kind of work you want?
The ideas. I want to see the ideas and concepts. Show me that being abroad and living abroad. Show me you got those global connections that you can put something on the ground running. Give me a reason to turn away from what's happening, the trajectory that we're on right now. Give me a reason to look forward there and say, you know what, Mr. Fox got something special going on there. Mr. Rick Fox has something special going on here. I just want to see a bit more from him. But as a fan of basketball, as a fan of his career, I am intrigued and I am a fan. I'm a fan of him.
Popeye, before we go to the phone, I got to ask you this question. Sebastian. Mm. Bastian. He's running for politics. A number of Bahamians have some issues. A number of Bahamians support him. Just recently, he made a donation to the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Donation. It's always good when politicians are able to donate to our armed forces. He donated to schools. He donated to various charities. Some people are concerned about the type of money that he's invested into the country, into politics, right? You say, man, you could do this without being into politics.
Yeah.
And so there's some anxiety about it. Some people say he has an agenda. I don't know what type of agenda they claim. You as a man on the street.
Yeah.
What do you say about that?
Boy, the street has, again, its own language. This political was, if you do for me, I can do for you. And so the Bahamian people capitalize on that. And so as long as you doing for me, I can do for you in this political thing is you can't stop that now. That's done a part of our culture. And so when you have Sabas coming into Fort Charlotte, where I grew up in Chippenham. Chippenham, I drive through there, like that look like a desert. Like, people are poor. They don't have no food. From the hurricane, people house still leaking. And so when Sabas come in, you know, with his status and everything, people could go that direction.
I want you to answer. And I don't lose your point, but I want to engage these callers. Mm-hmm. And then, dude, I want you to respond, right? The number, Popeye said, number of people hurting, and a savior has come now, returned.
Yeah.
Right? Let's go to the caller. First caller, let me, and then I have the narrow mystic respond. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. You're live, caller. Caller, let's move to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. You're live, caller. Okay. We gave it a clear the board. Go ahead, mystic.
To piggyback on, you know, he made the donation. I love that he made the donation to the police force. But just an idea of the work that can be done. I feel Sabas could start a trend of corporate entities that have that kind of money to give back to the communities, to give back to the civil servants that need that help, that need that boost.
Was it a corporate entity or was it a political entity?
But I think it was a little bit of both. I think our civil servants, I think our nation needs an injection of capital sometimes in certain areas. And for large companies, I don't want to, you know, for the Royal Caribbeans, for the Carnivals, for the other large corporations that are doing big business here, I don't know how much they are required to give back to the communities. I see it happen in the United States all the time where people give back to, they build a whole wing of the hospital. They give back to parks. They give back to libraries. They give back to green space areas that they're curating and they're putting together. I think he could start a trend of what is supposed to happen, what is good corporate governance back to the people. I think he can start a trend with that.
Okay, let's see if we get engaged. His phone call, then I'll continue my conversation with Popeye and Donato. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Brother Neary, I hope you're doing well.
It's always good to hear you, Professor. I'm doing well.
Are they taking political questions on this proposed candidate?
Go ahead.
Listen, we have to understand what is it that he has to offer, because we see the F&M party, where this particular personality has leapfrogged over lots of people who were waiting in line for nomination. This particular individual said publicly that he met with the leader for 3 months. Hence, candidate, he spoke to some people in that party. Can any of your people on the show answer that? How is it that this individual, hardcore, hardworking F&M, who's looking for nomination?
Let's have this conversation. Thank you very much, Professor.
Professor, I think that's the question that I'm asking myself. I want to see more work from him. What, I mean, he spent most of his time abroad. He spent most of his time.
We talk about Rick Fox, Popeye. Yeah. Make sure.
California. Oh, okay. California is, I think, the largest economy in America. You know, I'm pretty sure he's rubbed shoulders with billionaires, with ideas, concepts that he can bring to the country. So in order for him, he's asking a very poignant question. In order for him to leapfrog over, it has to be something he's bringing to the table.
Some gravitas. What is the gravitas he bringing?
But if what I'm seeing is just 6'8", former NBA player and NBA rings, then I'm saying, out of love, I don't think that's enough.
My wife said he looks good.
I think
that's good enough for her.
And happy birthday to my wife also. I think she said the same thing. He's a handsome man.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm demanding more. As a Bahamian, you just, if you had that kind of career, and you've been in those kind of places, and you're going to leapfrog everybody else in the party? No, man, I want to see something else. And maybe he does have it in the bag. I'm not doubting that he doesn't have it, these connections, these things that he's going to bring to the table. I'm just saying, I want to see some more. I want to see some more.
Let me ask Popeye this. Will this election be election about voting for party, or Bahamians have moved to voting for individuals and ideas and concepts? Is concepts being debated? As any of the political aspirants start talking about ideas, can we say that that a Sebastian Bastian, a Travis Robinson, a Rick Fox, who's running against Rick Fox, Mario Boleg, has talked about the future of the Bahamas, how they see their constituency? Those names I call.
Yeah.
Have any of them talk about their constituency and say, well, I see this constituency is could be like this, and I will be doing this to promote the constituency? Has that conversation started yet? Or Bahamians just don't give a darn?
Yeah. Let me start with the Rick Fox and leapfrogging over
everybody.
With the Rick Fox situation, the street again don't really know what Rick Fox has contributed to any community, whether it's basketball, baseball, anything of that sort. And so this would really is a concern for the people in these communities. Now, with him leapfrogging strategy, people think influence and then also money could be involved as well to make him leap over certain people. You have to have money to be in the lineup, to fund your campaign and all these other stuff. So he could basically leap over because of these situations where he have influence. He was an NBA star, movie, and so if we use him, we could bring in the people. That's what a lot of people in this political parties think, that, hey, if somebody have influence, we could use them. If they have money, we could use them, and maybe we could win. That don't necessarily go that way. Take your money and don't vote for you.
We're taking money.
Yeah, and we ain't voting for you. We going with who we going with. If my Bahamian people think that, you know, safety for them, especially females, if safety is, you know, what I'm going to get financially, and somebody who has a lot of money is our constituency leader, we think also, hey, they can be there. But from over the years of me being, you know, Bahamian in this political season, the minute when they win, you don't see nobody in the community.
Let me ask you that and interject. How important is money in this election? I expect my member of parliament to be rich. That's just me. If you ain't coming around bringing me stuff, I can have a problem.
Yeah.
Right? People say that being selfish, egotistical, that is not what an MP does. I've been having conversations about what is the job of an MP. I've seen millionaire MPs giving a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I live Fox Hill. Fox Hill having a drought. But across by Lizzie and across by, what that next place next to Elizabeth State?
Cross Street, Eastwood?
No, not Eastwood.
Yamacraw?
No, that's Yamacraw. No, Yamacraw have the money either. His Elizabeth State, Elizabeth have money. And where Leslie and Bryce is, man?
A Seabreeze.
Yeah.
They spending money.
Yeah.
And everyone else around there, we just watch it.
And as you talk, in my spirit, I hear, this is the political strategy. Keep the people poor. Keep them needing. And in keeping them poor and having nothing is the easiest way to get them to vote for the person who have the money or who doing something for me. So I think this is a system strategy in a sense of keep everybody poor, don't give them nothing. One person in the hotel long, long, long time ago, somebody was paying some money, let's just say $40 an hour, and then I heard somebody say, oh, you're paying them too much. If you pay them all of that, they can switch or they ain't gonna need you. And so I think this is deeper than just, you know, it's the people, it's our mind. It's, if we can't really think like, hey, this being going over and over and over and doing the same thing over and over again, and we don't change our, is what I want to say on that.
Before I go to Mystic, let me engage this caller. Kermit, patch this caller through. And Mystic, I want to ask this question. What should we be talking about? What should be the political discourse now? But let's go to these callers first, and then you respond with that. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Good afternoon.
You know, Ben Ryan didn't return back from the U.S., right? He was allowed to vote. I mean, not only vote, he was allowed to register. When Frankie Campbell stood up in the House of Assembly and showed two passports, that being one of the Haitian passports. It was an issue. If Rick Fox, when Rick Fox was winning championships, everybody, oh, that's a Bahamian. He was appointed ambassador. He's good enough to serve as an ambassador. I'm sure he would have done things unspoken of in this community, in this country, over the years. That is philanthropy, helping other people or otherwise, right? why, this is precisely why you see many Ukrainians go abroad and they're hesitant to come back home because you're faced with this kind of nonsense, right? When he was out there doing all kind of things, we claim him. Chibbo went up into space the other day. We capitalize on that, right? Let's stop being hypocrites. Let's stop being silly. And I think the man has a lot to offer if given the opportunity. If persons like Sebastian, who have global reach in some cases, if these new, fresh ideas need to come to the center of not only politics, but as nationalists, and see how best we can move this country forward. Because clearly the way we've been going haven't been working for us.
But let's pause. Let's engage a caller, because I like what you're saying.
Yeah, I like
but I want to go back and forth for a bit, if you could tarry for a bit. Should we be discerning and question those people vying for politics, say, hey, what about this? And put questions in.
The question then would be is, when Brent Simonet was offering, was hoping to become leader of this country, and when he was in politics, the question is financially, but for decades, his family has amassed a great fortune. Some would have argued, then, what was his purpose of coming back? Is it to get more? Certainly, he has the means to buy, based on his disclosure, he has the means financially to buy just about anything. He's bowed out. So, yes, of course, you would question these people's motives. But, again, we have nothing to go on. We only could assume. We only could speculate. But there are those who have been, when you look at the Leslie or Miller Bryce now, her father was an MP. It's almost like, they have this entitlement that they should be there because their parents were there before. Look at Glenys Annamann, her daddy was there. Look at Tommy Turnquist, his daddy was there. You look at all of these names, and then you ask yourself, what have we gotten? Have we really seen a change since majority rule? And I know all about with it, but just think about these things. These, Red Fox has gone abroad. He was successful abroad. I'm sure he could choose to live anywhere else in the world, but he decided to come back home. Look at Lenny Kravitz, for example. He has houses in different parts of the world, but he comes back home. He contributes. Let's stop being hypocrite, man. These people, Sebas has done well for himself, right? You don't know what investment he have outside of the country. Some could argue he could do more in the country. But then if he do that, then you could say he's all about getting all the money. He in government, he out of government. Where is the dividing line in the sand?
There are
many Benjamins who run in fortune, fire, and medicine in different areas. And I'm sure if they would have come back home, they'd be, oh, really, you're gone, you ain't no more Benjamin, and you come back home, see what you get, you're broke, you're this, you're looking for what you can get. Ryan Bindler, he was the MP, for Elizabeth. He was the Attorney General. The man quit and gone and run for a company. Some would argue that he put laws in place and then gone back to that company. Now he's back again as Attorney General. What did he come back for?
So caller. So here's the crux to the argument. I think Rick Fox is, using a basketball terminology, he's the underdog right now. So the championship, the championship team is the PLP, and we're just having a political conversation. And I totally love where you're going with the conversation, and you're correct, But I don't even want to say a but. The question that I have is, he's coming in with a lot of fanfare because of who he is, and he's reached the top. And you,
so Sebas.
No, not Sebas. We're talking about Mr. Fox.
No, we're talking about Sebas too. So is Sebas. Everybody knows Sebas.
Yes, but Sebas. Okay. Sebas, and the question what I pose for of having corporate entities that have done well financially to do more for the communities.
So can Rick Fox.
And that's the question what we ask him about Rick Fox. So now he's coming in as the underdog.
Let's look at Rick Fox and see if you want to talk about him. And I don't know him, never met him, only seen him on TV.
Yes.
Right? The man has gone away. He was disciplined enough.
Yes.
Right? Disciplined enough. Clearly, he's a team player. Won 3 championships.
Yes.
He had success outside of he wasn't successful in terms of bringing home a championship with the Boston Celtics and home other teams. He did it with the LA Lakers, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's gone away. He's forged a path in acting.
Yes.
Right? He's done things. What you need is somebody who has vision, who's successful, who's disciplined, who has vision, right? And clearly, I believe the man, given the opportunity, he will step forward and reach out and draw some of that international connections he may have with my board well for us, as well as
I agree
his
with
vision
you.
Of what the country could look like.
I'm agreeing with you, and all I was saying was, I just want to see, I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to hear from it.
Thank you very much, caller. I appreciate
it. We sound like
No, definitely not. Definitely.
Right, so let us stop this idea of whether he's Benjamin enough to vote.
No.
The man got pictures with him and his daddy themselves. me as a child. You know, some of us who, like my family from Turks Island, right? Mm. My family from Turks Island.
Same
but
here,
I have
same
many.
Here.
Huh?
Same here.
He chose, I guess at the time he had a better opportunity, and should any of us had the same opportunity, we may have taken it as well. So let's not be hypocrite and start talking about the vehement enough. I mean, what it would make some behaving enough for easy Kong Salad or Piggy's house?
And call it to piggyback on if he's behaving enough. I know that feeling when you move to another country and people don't feel you're that enough. I know that feeling, so I'd never, ever, ever do that to Rick Fox. You're absolutely correct.
We don't need to do that. I don't think that's fair because, like I said, when he's out there winning championships, we claim him. Some would say, oh, no, you're not going to be bailing. We're fighting from then.
Thank you very much, Colin.
All right.
I appreciate it. Let me get some more callers in. I find that you and that caller are not organic Bahamians.
Yep.
You're from some other places. Turks Island in Bahamas. You're only organic. Let's get to this next. I can't even breathe. Let's get to this next caller. Ghanaian Radio AM, you're live. Caller, you there? Let's move on to the next caller. Ghanaian Radio AM, go ahead,
yes,
caller.
I'd like to make a comment, please.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to make a comment on this show.
Yeah, man, you live, you know, you call. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I'm listening to your show this morning, and I think this argument that y'all are having is useless.
Okay.
Right? My thing is, right, when Rick Fox was with the L.A. Lakers, right? Oh, that's the Bayman. That's the Bayman. It's our champion, right? Now everybody want to throw him away. Right? That is not right. Right? Give the man a chance. He's a Bahamian. Give him a chance. He came back to the Bahamas to make things. He have a contribution to make. Allow him to make his contribution.
And I appreciate you, Carla. And thank you very much. I just different. Maybe because I'm more discerning.
Yeah,
and scrutinize everybody. I don't care if you're popular, unpopular, black, white, Chinese. I can ask all the tough questions. That's why I ask who Juan is. Do you know who Juan is, by the way, Popeye?
No.
It's a Conky Joe boy in Grand Bahama.
Oh,
he's a millionaire, too.
Okay.
Right? He's running against the leader of the opposition, and he has a good chance of winning the seat because he's done a lot in Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
But I ask the question, who he people him is?
Yeah.
I want to know if he's a Bethel. I want to know if he's a Forbes. I want to know if he's a Pinder or a Sweden. People got upset with me saying that I shouldn't ask such questions. Just be glad that he wants to give back to the Bahamas by running. And I'm going to ask you, Donato, before I go to the callers, because the lines are blinking. Should I ask tough questions?
Mr. Popeye, Mr. Nuri, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I want, my politician. You need to come with some resources. Because, see, when you sit in Parliament, you know with all the prognostications, what's going to happen before anybody else knew it.
Yeah.
You know what this merger is going to happen. You know what this deal is going to happen. You know when this investor come in. So that means you are the most powerful entity in any country is the government.
Yeah.
They have all the resources. So as my politician, when you show up to me, Cecil's not wrong for saying he want his politician to be a millionaire. He ain't wrong for saying that because you got resources. And as an entrepreneur, as the businessman, or if I just want to have a career, that means you're the gateway to the resources. If you're the minister of labor or the minister of road works or whatever, you've got a lot of contracts going out. And that means you're holding the key to resources. You could change my family with just one contract, with just one job that I am capable. You could change my whole life with giving me the access to education. See, resources isn't just money. It's education. It's the data. It's the new investor that's coming to Eleuthera to start the Ritz-Carlton that you can point me in the right direction to tell me, hey, this is going to happen. You might need to be trained in this. Hey, we're a conch stall to this area. That information, that's a resource.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your ministers hold that most people don't understand.
Go ahead, Popeye. Then read the text and go to call. It's got all the things full.
So the caller that just called a few seconds ago on the Rick Fox situation, I think the energy of Rick Fox, running and also him being a Bahamian isn't where the energy lies. I think it lies with the Bahamian people. What he doing for me?
Mm.
What have he done for me?
Mm.
So regardless whether he is running or whether he is a Bahamian or not, the question is, he ain't do nothing for me. And so that's where the political system has put in place. If you ain't doing nothing for me, I'm voting for you.
That's what it is. Let's run through these callers here. Go ahead, caller. We're going to go through everyone, give everyone 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Let's move on to the next one. Guardian Radio, you live. No? Let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio, you live.
I want to reiterate the point that one of the callers made about Rick Fox and to endorse what your account man said as relates to Bahamians going abroad and not coming back home to help out with businesses.
Yeah.
Now, you have a young man by the name of Rick Fox who's now interested in politics. Who came back home? We keep saying the view don't come back home. The man come back home and make a contribution. Not everybody even beat him to pieces. But we got to stop being hypocritical, man. Either we want young Bahamians to come back home or Bahamians to come back home and make a contribution, or we don't want it. All right? Okay. Ben Ryan Pinder came home and made a contribution. Not a Christ or say nothing.
No, there's a big hullabaloo. There's rowing. There's what kind of rowing? Go ahead, though.
No, you're because stop with those Bahamians, man. We beat one another down. A lot of Bahamians are saying they don't like the same recycled politicians. Okay, so you got something new and fresh. Now you're trying to kill it. Come on, man. Make up our mind what we can do, man.
I appreciate you. Let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, Kermit. You live. Let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM. You live.
Yeah, I just want to step in that particular previous caller. You know, the sad thing is, you know, Rick Fox, once you announce in politics and you pick a side, you get destroyed from the other side. That's just playing politics. But let's be fair with the gentleman, man. And people ask him about what they're going to do for you. He had legacy politicians in Bahamas who ain't doing nothing for you.
I'm trying to get them fired now. I'm trying to get them fired now. You don't do nothing for me? Fire.
You know, but the bottom line is I think you're being overbearing on the gentleman. Like the caller said, we ask people to come back home. I hear people talking about he never voted in the Bahamas, all that stuff like that. The man went to his 15th. Let's be real, man. But, you know, but whatever side he had picked, I mean, if he had picked the other side, he would have been get the same lashing. But that's politics. If you read up on Donald Trump and see what he had to say when he was given a toast, he said that prior to him announcing, he could have gone everybody home, visit their children, stuff like that. But the day he chose politics, he is the most meanest, nastiest person on planet Earth. But that's your fault. And Rick Fox basically is feeling the same brunt what he would have felt. But let's see what happens.
You know? Okay. Thank you very much.
I think everybody's hearing something that we're not saying. I don't think Fox. And I know nobody here is questioning whether or not he's a Bahamian or not. I think that's a kind of a grade one argument.
If you have two passports, you need to denounce. I just said, if you have two, you need to denounce. Ryan had to denounce. Rick Fox got to denounce.
Yes, he does have to denounce. But I just want to say, only thing that is coming from me is he's coming from a top shelf operation. The Lakers, being in California, I know he has the resources behind him. But I wouldn't say I know. I'm thinking he has the resources behind him. I want to see it.
He had no resources to build a new house. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM. You're live. I try to get everyone, squeeze everyone in. Go ahead, next one, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, but how you doing?
Doing well. You have 30 seconds.
Yes. Hey, see, be careful, right? You can say something and not say something, but it won't stop people from thinking, okay? You know, what we said about Mr. Fox, you know, it's kind of nasty.
Okay? What we said about Rick Fox?
Okay, he is top shelf, right?
Yes.
And he jumped over a lot of people to get a nomination.
He did.
Okay, now, we can say the same thing about Sabas.
He did.
Okay, but the problem that Sabas brings is that he is probably the only person in the ring who has run a successful business.
You mean none of them rich people here in no successful business?
What they got to show?
Menace here in no successful business?
No.
Menace have what kind of money, man? What you say? Man, no man, caller. You don't know how much money Menace have?
No, I know how much money.
He's rent from, we really rent 12 billion from Minas. He's a successful man.
Okay. Well, people come into politics, right? And they come in with their hands swinging, right?
Minas didn't come with his hands swinging.
No. The majority of persons who come into politics, come in with their hands swinging.
You mean all the men, right? Like, what about our prime
and
minister?
Then they leave.
What about
and
our
then they
prime
leave.
Minister? Our prime
they
minister
leave
came
with
in
much
rich.
More. They leave it much more than they came in from, and they can't tell you exactly where they got it from. The only place they could have gotten it from was from the public treasury.
Man, I agree with that. Man, I agree with that. All I go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, and I go to text after that. You're live.
Listen, me calling Mark again. Sorry about that. The question of whether or not how whoever get money, we know some of these people, the two last names that was used, we know one came in from an illegal standpoint when the numbers was illegal, and then the ones at the top, we know who he represented and how he gets his money. So let's not even question it, because we can't confirm none of that. As far as what you can give me, that's why this country keep going the way it's so equal to any of them. Because it's a select few being taken care of when the majority is suffering. You look at the infrastructure, there's conversation about roads and hospitals and airports and all these different things. Let us look at the amount of money that was we got over the past decade, and let us look at the infrastructure. All the money that has been borrowed, monies we spent on consultation and all the consultants. What have we gotten for that?
Caller, I appreciate you. I can continue this conversation tomorrow, but I got to go through the text, and I last 1 minute. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you. This text says, me personally don't feel it should be about money. I look at a character and weigh wealth, men, women caught up in scandal and corruption. Do you know what's at the core? Greed, the willingness to do anything for money, for more money. So wealth should not be the sole criteria for a candidate. Brother Nuri, the guests... As a 1958 born citizen, I saw Rick Fox's character as a bohemian created by his father, Mr. Fox, who was an excellent ice selling citizen in the Bahamas. We were happy to support his business. Yes, Rick Fox has plenty influence to propel the Bahamas. Thanks very much, sir, and do an excellent job. Selah, 2026. Wait, can I squeeze one more in? Let's see. Says Sabaz does not run a successful business. He runs a vampire. I read that person just say everyone is hearing y'all quite clear. That's what you're trying to say. So you scrutinize Sabaz, whose business come from. Everyone try to mash up that man today. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. I believe Rick Fox will bring a different perspective to our local politics. We need to stop. We must free our minds and demand that the country deserves better. If we expect our MP to give us something, or he must be rich. Okay, it's now 12:01. Good morning, Bahamians like to embrace outsiders, not their own. Like Jesus, his own rejected him. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Popeye, the celebrity fan maker,
yes.
Mr. Dean. Okay. And thank you very much for my co-host who joins me every Tuesday on our continued talk about the making of the Bahamas, Donato Misick. He's organic, Bahamian too. No, okay. He's not organic.
My mommy organic.
Your mommy.
Daddy from Turks and Caicos.
That means you can't be true Bahamian like me.
Yeah.
You're all mixed up. You're all mixed up. You're all mixed blood.
Have a wonderful
day. Yeah, like Coke salad.
He was here in 73, so he's an organic Bahamian.
There you go. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau.